Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, let's talk about where we are now. Yeah, where are we now? Yeah, this time, this place, this location, where are we all together now? You know, I want to bring this up because 6 to 8 weeks ago, we started entering into the framework for the coronavirus pandemic. Okay, we started getting information that this virus was being unleashed on the masses, that it was coming out of China, that there was no containment. Next thing we know, we've got New York City blowing up as the epicenter in the United States. And, you know, everybody was locked down. Everybody was told to stay home, except for essential workers. Now, essential workers went out there and did their jobs. And there are a lot of people that were not technically essential workers that still went out and did their jobs because they needed the income. They couldn't afford to be sitting on the sidelines for 4 to 6 to 8 weeks like many of you have been forced to do. But why do I bring this up? Because of this. I recommended to you more than a month ago that you should sit down and work on getting a qualified real estate investor education. That if you wanted to get out of the rat race, if you wanted to stop having to rely on a 401k or an IRA or a SEP or a simple or a 403b or a pension for your retirement, that you would need to start doing some things a little bit differently. You would need to start thinking a little bit outside of your comfort zone. In other words, stepping outside of the box, which is the proverbial statement that everybody uses. So, did you do it? Did you get outside the box? Did you sit down and figure out that, you know, you wanted a different life, that you needed a different life, that the life you were leading wasn't getting you the results that you wanted? Were you in conflict with yourself? Because I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that are in conflict with themselves because you're not getting the results that you're wanting to get. So as a result, it creates a problem for you, and that problem needs to be addressed. That problem needs to be realized and squashed. It really does. So when I advised you to go out and get a qualified real estate investment education, I wonder how many of you actually did that. Now, I know that a lot of you did go check out the Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, the one that we're doing online, the one that I'll give you the information about in just a few moments. And your eyes were opened. I know this because I've received emails from you. I've received a lot of good emails saying, wow, I had no idea. Thank you for the opportunity, Al. I became a member. Paul. Yeah, it's as simple as that. Simple as that. So what have you done? Have you done anything? Have you at least sat down and figured out what the next steps are? Have you gone forward to get that qualified real estate investing education? Or maybe you haven't. Maybe you're not sure. Maybe you're reading all kinds of stuff out there on the internet or in books, you know, from sources. You don't know where the sources come from that are telling you real estate is bad. Real estate is a bad investment. It's not an investment you should be making. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of places out there that say that. And on later on today's show, I've actually got a website that I pulled up here, and it's a financial planner website, and it's written by a gentleman that has definitely a financial planner spin to it. And the reason for it is this: the products that he's promoting earn him money. Real estate doesn't earn him money when he promotes real estate, and therefore, yeah, you know where I'm going with that. We'll get into that article a little later on in the show. But for those of you that have just kind of been sitting on your hands, you haven't been doing what you're supposed to be doing. You haven't taken advantage of the time that was given to you by the government and this pandemic. Now, is it too late? No, it is not too late. As a matter of fact, now is still a great time to get your education up and running. We can still get you into one of our virtual workshops so that you can take a look at what we do, why we do things the way we do it. We can talk about the ways that we make money five different ways in real estate. We talk about the ability to buy single family and multifamily properties and how we go about doing those things. We talk about transitioning your mindset from a middle class mindset to a millionaire's mindset. We cover a lot of stuff in only an hour and a half. And because we're doing it virtually right now, you don't even have to leave the house. You don't have to get off the couch. You can sit in your office. You can watch this wherever you're comfortable. So what I'm going to do for you now is I'm going to give you the URL for our free workshop, because it is important that you check it out and make an informed decision as to whether or not we're the right path for you to follow, or maybe we're not. Now, I'll tell you, 50,000 members in Lifestyles Unlimited would tell you that we're the right path to follow. So the URL you want to check out is freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's all one URL, freeworkshoplivestream.com. And when you get there, it's going to give the opportunity to pick from an assortment of, I think, about four different classes that we're offering all within the next week. And, you know, like I said, different times, different dates, so you can match it up with your schedule. Because at the end of the day, we want you to take a look at the possibilities. We want you to understand that there is a better way to do what you're trying to do. And I'll tell you what, for those of you that are waiting in the wings to go back to work, is that really what you want to do? Is that what you want to do? You want to go to work for maybe the next 20, 30, 40 years doing the same job or a similar job or whatever job you're doing? But the concept there is you're going to work until you finally get to a time that's really age derived, called retirement. And when you get to that age derived retirement age, you're going to actually start consuming your money and hoping you don't outlive your money. That's the way it works, guys. Now, I'll tell you, you can go back to work with a slightly different mindset. You can go back to work thinking, you know what? I want to be out of here in 5 years. I don't want to be doing this job or a similar job or any job in the next 5 years. I want to be done with working for the man or working for the woman or working for the whomever, or the corporation, I guess, would be the whomever. But at the end of the day, you've got to decide. When we come back, I've got some things for you to consider, and we'll get into this article about why real estate is a bad investment. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So the question is this: where are you now? Where are you now? I know some of you are going back to work. Some of you guys are still stuck at home. Some of us are doing a radio show, and that's where we are right now. But the question is a little bit broader than that. The question is in reference to your investing performance. What have you done with your investments? Have you decided to go back into the stock market because you think this is a great time to buy? Because after all, stocks just got, you know, churned and burned out. I mean, the stock market dropped a considerable amount of money, which damaged a lot of folks. And then it kind of recovered about half of that, maybe a little more than half of that. And it's just kind of going sideways from there. So, you know, maybe you've decided that you want to put your money back into the volatility of the stock market. Well, if you do, good luck to you, because I'll tell you, if you didn't learn your lesson from what happened a couple of weeks ago, or I should say a couple months ago, then you haven't been paying attention, man, and we've got to get you some help. We really do. Maybe you've decided that, you know, you want to do real estate, but you didn't come check us out at Lifestyles Unlimited. What you did was you went to another organization. You fell victim to their high pressure sales techniques, and you know, now you found that you have a program that you've bought that has no substance to it. There's no meat and potatoes to it, if you will. It's just an overview program. It tells you basically how you should do things based on their direction, and there's no support network. There's nothing there to help you. There's no mentoring. There's no consulting. There's no like-minded people that you get to hang out with to bounce ideas off of. Yeah. It's not there. Now, some of you did exactly what I recommended you do. You went to the free workshop that we offered virtually, which we're still offering, by the way. If you'd like to check that out, you can get it at freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Others of you decided to just take action from the get-go. You'd heard enough information on the radio show that you felt you didn't need the free workshop. What you did was you went directly to the membership. You took advantage of Del Walmsley's incredibly low price of $197 for membership in our organization, which, by the way, is normally $740, and even at $740, it's a screaming deal. So at $197, I mean, really? $197? I mean, that's what it cost me to take out my wife and my two kids for dinner. Now, since we haven't been going out for dinner, and I'm guessing you haven't been going out for dinner either, chances are you still have that $200 available to you, and you could use it to purchase a membership in our organization. And I'll tell you what, that membership in our organization is good for a year. It's good for attending as many of the financial freedom workshops as you want to attend, whether they're virtual or they're live. We'll eventually get back to doing the live workshops because I think there's an extra component there with just the live environment that you don't get on the virtual environment. But that's just me. That's just my preference. That doesn't mean it has to be your preference. And for those of you sitting in the audience saying, well, wait a minute, Al, I don't want to do the free workshop thing. I want to join right now. I want to become a member right now. Okay, well, let me give you a different URL, and I'll have to give you a promotion code to go with that URL, or you won't get the screaming deal, okay? So for those of you that know in your heart you're ready to take action, that you've been listening to this radio show, you've been paying attention to what we talk to you about, that, you know, you realize that real estate investing is the way to go. Real estate investing is going to be that paradigm in your life that's going to change everything from what you're currently doing to what you will do. So if you want to go check that out, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. That's financialfreedomlivestream.com. Enter the promo code of Save Big. That's SAVEBIG, all one word, Save Big, and you'll see that that price of $740 melt down to $197. Now, if for some reason any of this stuff is not working for you, you know, you're beating your head against the wall, you the URLs don't, you either wrote them down wrong or I set them wrong or something like that, you can always reach out to me. I am always here for you. And you can reach me at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. You can send me an email saying, hey dude, I'm having trouble getting this log on thing with you know, trying to become a member. How do I do it? What's my problems? You know, tell me you're having a problem. I'll get you in touch with the people that can fix that problem. Maybe you've got an idea for a show. Maybe there's some show content you would like to hear, something that we haven't addressed yet, or something that maybe we have addressed that you would like to have addressed again. Totally fine. Send me an email at askal@luinc.com, and I'll be more than happy to take a look at that. And if it makes sense for our audience, we'll turn that into a show. Also, if you have any specific questions about real estate investment, okay? Whether it's general in nature, whether it's very specific in nature, it doesn't matter. You can send me a question. I'll be more than happy to answer that question for you. As many of you know that listen to the show, that send me an email, I respond to you directly. I don't have a team of people that review all my emails and then, you know, put together canned answers based on what my requirements are. That's not how we do it at Lifestyles Unlimited. What you get is one-on-one interaction with me. Okay. Now that doesn't mean I'm going to mentor you or anything like that, but what I am going to do is I'm going to answer your question and give you the best answer that is out there for sure. And that's important because you need to have good quality information. And that's part of the problem with what's out there is that, man, if you choose poorly, you know, it's kind of like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, or maybe I've got my movies all mixed up, where, you know, Indy gets into that cave and there's the real old knight standing there and there's the whole table full of chalices and, you know, he's trying to find Jesus's cup, basically, okay? And, you know, the knight says, choose wisely. And, you know, some guy bad guy comes in, he grabs the cup, he drinks it, he like basically disintegrates. And the knight says, you chose poorly. And then Indiana, you know, chooses the pauper's cup because that would be, well, based on, you know, the way the movie was written, that was the cup that was going to be chosen. And then the knight says, you have chosen wisely. So what we want you to do is we want you to be in that club where you choose wisely, where you get the opportunity to bear the fruits of your education, to where your investing is not a painful experience. Your investing is a joyful experience. And I'll tell you what, we've got 50,000 members in our organization that will tell you just that, that investing can be a very joyous process, that, you know, once you know what you're doing, and you can avoid all the garbage that's out there, and you can stay laser focused on what's important, whether that's single family investments, whether that's multifamily investments, don't care either way. But once you have the right map, and that map is dialed in for you, you get nothing but great results, okay? Unless you make a mistake along the way. But our plan is designed to where you don't make mistakes because we are focused on giving you the correct information. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break, and I owe you some materials, so we'll pick it up in the next segment right after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. As a reminder, my name is Al Gordon, and we are here working on your financial freedom. I mean, that's really, really what we're all about. We are here to help you understand that there is a better way to get yourself retired. It's that simple. Now, you may want to change the channel and go, oh, you know, I wish I could listen to sports right now, but you know, sports is playing right now. So maybe you ought to just listen to me and get it inside your mind that what you are doing for retirement, it's probably not working. The majority of you out there are not positioned well for retirement. I did a show yesterday and I talked about the stats, and I'll tell you what, the stats are overwhelmingly against you, because, you know, when you're looking at a 30 to 40 or maybe even longer year period where you have to put money aside and save money, okay, and continually do that, that is hard to do over that long of a period of time. But if I told you that if you could get yourself laser focused, if you could get yourself properly educated, and you could start deploying your capital, that you could get yourself retired in 5 years or less. And that doesn't matter if you're 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, or even 60 years old. I don't really care what your age is. This map works, and it works extremely well. Now, I promised you I was going to get into an article that was written by a financial planner, go figure. And this guy's name is Andy Radcliffe. He is, and he's got some credentials and things like that. Ironically, none of them from the financial services industry, but everything in his background leads you to believe that, he is definitely focused on financial planning from a financial advisor standpoint. So let me just get into this article, and what I'm going to do is I'll stop along the way, and I'll just kind of compare and contrast what he's saying. And I think mostly what I'm going to do is contrast in this particular article. So here goes. He says, one of the most common pieces of financial advice our clients hear from their friends and families to invest their excess cash in rental properties. He says, unfortunately, this is terrible advice for all but a lucky few. Really? Really, Andy? Really? I got 50,000 friends at Lifestyles Unlimited that are here to say, that's not bad advice. That's not bad advice at all. As a matter of fact, it's great advice to invest in real estate. Well, let's see what he goes on to say. He says there's four big reasons for it. He says it won't likely generate the income you expect. It's hard to generate a compelling return. A lack of diversification is likely to hurt you in the long run. And real estate is illiquid, so you can't necessarily sell it when you want. He goes on to say, before you buy a rental property as an investment, consider the reasons you're unlikely to come out ahead. Yeah, really? Well, Andy, I think you need to screw your head back on straight, pal, because what you're doing is you're giving a big dose of information out there. Now, he goes on to say, income isn't guaranteed. He says, a popular reason we hear for wanting to invest in real estate is a desire for additional income. Unfortunately, most real estate investments, especially residential properties bought for investment, don't generate positive cash flow for a while. That means you have to fund losses each year. Allow me to illustrate an example. He's going to go on and talk about an example. So what he's doing, now let me give you the frame of reference here. This guy is a West Coast guy, okay? He lives out in the West Coast. Why do I know this? Because I read through his bio. I got it all figured it out. Okay, he lives up in the Bay Area, okay? So he lives in an area where real estate prices are ridiculously high to begin with. You've got rent control for a second component of that. And third of all, we don't invest in real estate over in that part of the country because the numbers don't work. Because at the end of the day, Andy, real estate is a numbers game, okay? You've got to invest where it makes sense. You don't invest in places where it doesn't make sense. Kind of like the example you give, Andy. He goes on to say this. He says, imagine you bought a house or a condo. Ooh, condo. Ooh, bad, bad word. He used the C word. For $500,000 and financed it with a mortgage at $400,000 at a 30-year fixed rate with no points at a 3.8% interest rate. Your monthly payment would be about $1,864. Your monthly real estate taxes would probably be about $400. If you're on the West Coast, it might be a little higher than that. You should also factor in monthly upkeep and insurance, meaning you'd need to charge a monthly rent of at least $3,000 just to break even. For a condo, you'd have to add a homeowners association fee, and there aren't many $500,000 homes that can be commanded. I'm trying to get this all in. There aren't many $500,000 homes that can command monthly rent of $3,000 in the areas where our clients live. Yeah, it's called the West Coast, Andy. And you know what? No, you can't. Let me chop this thing up a little bit. First of all, if you're buying houses or condos for $500,000 and expecting to make money off of it, you're wrong. You're in I don't know what market you're in, but you're in the stupid market. You've got to get down to where the numbers make sense. You know, what we do is we invest in quality workforce housing. Now, it doesn't always start off as quality when we take it over. We put money into these properties. We get them fixed up. We make them nice, clean, functional workforce housing. We make it the nicest property in the neighborhood, and we don't charge the highest rents possible in the neighborhood just to make it that much more competitive. And I'll tell you what, if we go into a deal and we're not cash flowing every month, we don't do the deal. So what you guys do out there on the West Coast is crazy, because you're banking on appreciation. You're hoping that real estate goes up in value, because that's the only component of the five ways we make money in real estate, at least the way we do it at Lifestyles Unlimited, as compared to what you guys do on the West Coast. The West Coast is a broken model for investing, especially when it comes to single family properties. Now, are there some little outlier areas out there, maybe in California or up in Oregon or Washington State? Yeah, there's some areas where this actually can work, believe it or not. But you still have to keep in mind that you're operating in states that aren't necessarily landlord friendly. So something you need to take into consideration. The other thing that we do is that Andy's not really elaborating on, is when we take over a property, we fix up everything that's going to break in the next 3 to 5 years. If it looks like it's worn out, if it looks like it's going to need to be replaced within that time period, we go ahead and budget for it, and we make sure that that repair gets made. Now, you might be saying, well, what happens if the repairs are more than the numbers can support? Well, real simple. You pass on it. You crumple the deal up, you throw it in the wastebasket, and you go on to the next deal. You don't spend a lot of time on it. You don't get emotionally involved with it. You don't drive around neighborhood to neighborhood to neighborhood to neighborhood looking for properties. That's not how we do it. We have a very focused approach that teaches you how to correctly identify and invest in properties. So let's get back to Andy's article here. He says, another reason we hear for wanting to own real estate is that it is understandable compared to trying to invest in stocks or bonds, which many people believe requires a knowledge of financial markets. Well, I believe that, Andy. I do believe it requires a knowledge of financial markets. I think it really requires a knowledge of the individual companies that you're investing in and why those companies, and more importantly, what those companies are going to do with the revenue, if anything. Something to think about, though. He goes on to say this. He says, people who are unsure of how to start investing often perceive investing in stocks or bonds as overly risky and worry they won't be able to time the market correctly. Yeah, yeah. 6 weeks ago, were you able to time the market correctly? Were you able to get out in time? I don't know. Some people did. A lot of people didn't. A lot of people rode the stock market down, and boom, that's where you're at. So he goes on to say this. He says, this fear is further stoked by pundits. Hey, that'd be me. I'm a pundit. Who claim the market is under or overvalued despite overwhelming research. The market timing is irrelevant to earning a good return. Really? Buying a diversified portfolio of low-cost index funds requires very little expertise, especially when managed by an automated advisor like his company. Really? Now we get to the nitty-gritty. You don't need to know nothing about stocks. Just give them your money and everything will be fine. Boy, we want to talk about a recipe for disaster. And when we come back, there's more to talk about on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Dot com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Yeah, that just sounds really good, being financially free. Let me have you just sit there and resonate on that for a minute. Being financially free. What does that mean to you? What should it mean to you? I know what it means to me. It means to me that I get to lead the life that I want to lead. I don't have a boss directing me to do this or that, you know, for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week. I don't have that. I really don't have that at all. I get to choose when I wake up. I get to choose when I go to sleep. I get to choose what I do during the day. I get to choose whether I'm going to read a book. I get to choose whether or not I'm going to watch a movie with my family. I get to choose a lot of things, a lot of choices. Now, the only thing I don't get to choose, being on the radio with you 1 hour a day. That 1 hour a day is special. That's when I get to share my information with you. And what I'm doing on today's show is I'm sharing some information from a financial planner. I know they're not bad people. Don't get me wrong. Financial planners are just they're stuck in the rat race like everybody else. You know, they don't make much more money than the people that they're advising. And they're all just hoping, praying that you can get to some form of retirement. Now, this is what Andy says in the article. He says, let's see here. He actually had a point I agreed with. He said, in contrast, people think buying an investment property must be like buying a home. Actually, I do agree with you, Andy, something which most Americans have experienced. But buying a home is very different than buying a property for an investment return. Not all home values appreciate, and that's okay as long as you can afford your monthly payment and enjoy where you live. But an investment property that doesn't appreciate represents an enormous opportunity cost because your down payment could have been invested elsewhere. Yeah. Here's the deal, Andy. You're telling them to buy the wrong kind of property. You're telling them to buy a $500,000 house that you can only rent out for, I don't know, what do you say later on in the article? Oh, he goes on to say $2,000. But the numbers don't work. The numbers don't work that way. See, what we do is we look for something that we can buy for in the neighborhood of maybe 100 to 150. Less is preferable, but that's not always realistic. And then what we do is we look at the numbers. We make sure that the numbers going into the rehab, the numbers that come out of the rehab, the numbers that go into the rental amounts, everything balances out correctly, and it leaves us with positive cash flow anywhere between $200 and $600 a month. And if it doesn't do that, we don't do the deal. We don't do it at all. Now, he goes on to say this, Andy does. He says, generating a compelling return on an investment property requires significant appreciation. No, that's not true. That's because, as we explained above, it's difficult to charge enough rent to offset for the full cost of carrying the property and the real estate broker commission. That's not true, Andy. It's not true. I've got 50,000 members at Lifestyles Unlimited that buy properties a different way than you're suggesting. And it works. It works well. Well, let me get into this example that he has here with the limited time we have left. He says, again, this is best illustrated with an example. Okay, let's assume you could charge a rent of $2,000 on the previously described $500,000 property, which is pretty steep relative to the mortgage payment. Yes, because you're trying to make this work in California. It doesn't work in California. And increase it by 2% per year due to inflation. Let's further assume the property appreciates at 3% per year, a rate greater than inflation, which is unusual by historical standards. I mean, I'm just laughing here, which means it would be valued and worth that $580,000 if you sold it after 5 years. After deducting a 6% real estate commission, the compounded return on your equity investment would only be 4.1%. And that assumes your rental property was occupied for all 5 years, which is often not the case. The lower the occupancy rate, the lower your return. I'm just at a loss because there's a lot of misinformation in there. There is a ton of misinformation in there. First of all, you shouldn't be buying properties that don't cash flow, Andy, okay? If they don't cash flow, you got no business buying them. It's that simple. Second of all, properties do have a tendency to appreciate, but that shouldn't be the only objective going into a sale. Okay, or a purchase or whatever. okay? Properties do tend to appreciate, but that is gravy. That is all gravy. You know what you didn't talk about? The fact that when you buy properties correctly, that you get to capture equity, which is wealth. You never even addressed equity capture, did you, Andy? And there's a little thing called principal pay down. Even your way of investing gets principal pay down. Ours does too. But I'll tell you what, when we look at principal pay down, we look at it returning about 8% return on investment. A little less in some areas, a little more in some areas, just depends on your mortgage and those types of things, which is better than what you guys are doing in the stock market. Because you even go on to say in your article here that your company's average portfolio earned just under 8% net of fees over the past 8 years. Well, I'll tell you what, it's earning 8% that got me out of the stock market. As a matter of fact, it was losing a big chunk of my investment seed that got me out of the stock market. How the heck can you stay on a roller coaster like that? I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. And you know, the other thing you didn't mention, Andy, and this is, I'm sorry, but this is not, I was going to use a bad word. I'm not going to use the bad word. I'm going to use a good word. You forgot to mention all the tax benefits. You know, when done correctly and operated correctly, real estate provides some of the best tax advantages in the country. Okay. When you own a property for more than a year and a day and you decide to sell it, you sell it based on capital gains rates, which are much, much more favorable than ordinary tax rates. Yeah, just the way it is. Just the way it is. Well, let's get back into this crazy article here. There's no way I'm going to get this whole thing done. He's got a couple other points he makes. Let me see if I can. Let me get into this part where he talks about diversifying your investments, because you're going to be shocked. I'm actually going to agree with him just a little bit. Okay. He says, you should think of investing in an individual property the same way you should think about an investment in an individual stock, as a big risk. Yeah, well, I agree with you a little bit on the individual stock that's a big risk, because I don't have any control over that. But when it comes to the home, I have a lot of control over that. And because I am properly educated and I know what I'm doing and I've got a great team of people around me and I've got the benefit of mentors and consultants helping me, it's not a big risk at all. The risk factor is minimized. It is severely minimized. So he says, you are unlikely to outperform the market unless you have an information advantage, which you probably won't have unless you are a real estate professional or are willing to put lots of time and energy into finding a property. Really, Andy? Well, let me show you. Okay, guys, ready? I'm gonna look at property right now. Okay, I swear to God, I'm gonna look at property right now on the radio for you so that you can see how hard this is. Here is a email that came in from my buddy Trey. Okay, he says this is property, well, I won't tell you which one it is. $359 monthly cash flow, about $22,000 cash out of pocket, $16,000 in unrealized capital gains. Okay, I just shopped a property. Okay, here's another one from my buddy Casey. Off market, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, two-car garage built in 1979, located in, I won't tell you where, $288 a month cash flow, 103% capital gains, $22,000 out of pocket. There's two deals that I just looked at that were provided to me by realtors that have been properly cultivated. In other words, they know exactly what I'm looking for from an investment perspective, and they send me matches. They send me listings of property or properties that aren't even listed on the multiple listing system. You know, off-market properties, wholesale properties, stuff. I want to get into all the off-market stuff. Okay. But there's an example of just two that came in today. Just two. So it's not that hard. You don't spend a ton of money and time trying to find properties. What you do is you get your business system organized. And once it's organized and you're operating it correctly, it's smooth sailing. It's real smooth sailing. There's no way I'm going to get into all this stuff. Let me talk a little bit about the liquidity stuff that he brings up. He says the last major argument against owning investment properties is liquidity. Why does that matter? He says, unlike a real estate index fund, you cannot sell your property whenever you want. Oh, really? I can't just decide today I'm going to sell one of my duplexes? Come on, Andy. Really? this is information, dude. This is misinformation, dude. This is really what it is. You have a spin against the real estate investor, and I, as the real estate investor, have a spin against you. The difference is this. My information is backed by facts and resources and analysis. Your information is based on hearsay, innuendo, and just junk science. So, Andy, do me a favor. Don't write about real estate investing, because unfortunately there are people out there that will read your work and think you know what you're talking about, and you really don't. You don't have the slightest clue about real estate investing. You should stick with what you know, which is investing in stocks. You can go ahead and ride that stock market up or down all the way to your heart's content, because I am not doing that anymore, and neither are the majority of my friends. Well, we're at the end of the show. I hope you got something out of it. And remember, where are you now is very important. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Y'all have a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.